Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to worship on this, the third Sunday of Advent. A special welcome to those who might be visiting with us. If you are, we're glad to have you here. I'd like to begin with prayer concerns. We have several folks listed in our bulletin. Many of our folks have been surrounded by death recently, so I pray that we can lift those folks up. Some of those include like Kelly Owens's grandmother, who recently passed away. Please keep Janet Lee and all of the Gibson family in prayer with the passing of Fred. Linda Ellis, she had an uncle die recently, George White. So, yep, Linda, you're over there. We'll keep Linda.
Service is this afternoon, so I'm going to sit down here.
Okay. Okay. Also, not listed in your bulletin, our prayers are with Charles and Helen Marie Leach. They had a cousin, Bill Madison, who recently died. So we'll continue to keep you and your family in prayer as well. Other prayer concerns this morning. Let us now prepare our hearts and minds for worship. I invite you to please stand and turn towards the cross as we begin with confession and forgiveness. We gather in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done
and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name.
God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin, and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Of all who look to you, Lord God, and strengthen our faith in your coming, that transformed by grace, we may walk in your way. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated, and I invite the children to come and join me up here. Good morning. How's everyone today?
Good.
Good? Good? Let's see what we have in the bag. You have a lot of stuff? You filled it full?
That's for your baby.
This is for my baby? So this is a gift? You're actually giving this to me. Well, that's sweet. This is for my new little grandson, Owen. And this is the Very Hungry Caterpillar. What is that? Can they chew on that?
It's a holder.
A holder. Okay. Well, thank you so much. That was very sweet.
Guess what? There's even more stuff that I gave Miss Meredith.
There's more stuff that you gave Miss Meredith? So this is a bunny, okay. You're not giving this to me, are you?
No.
No, okay. Okay. It prays?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I see it. Look here. That's kind of neat. You hold that for a minute. What else did you put in here? A girl with crazy hair. Look at that. That looks like me in the morning. I have red hair and it's all over the place. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? I want to talk about this. Because this was really neat. That you put in the bag a present for my new little grandson. That was really thoughtful, wasn't it? You know, there's a lot of ways we can give gifts to other people. One is to buy something, right, and give them something. What's another way to give a gift to somebody? What's something else we can do besides paying for something?
Give something of yours to someone.
Okay, you can give something that you already own to someone, right? What's another way to give something to someone? If you give a hug, does it cost anything?
No.
But can it be really special? Yep. If you give a smile, does it cost anything? It does? Yeah. But it's special, right? So I want to tell you another way that you're going to give a gift that's coming up, and that is today, tonight. So tonight we're having our Christmas program, and I hope you all can come and be a part of that. But that's a gift. You don't know yet? Okay. How many of you know you're coming tonight? Okay, some of you, yep. So tonight, you're going to give us a gift because you're going to be telling us the Christmas story. And you're doing that, and you're not actually, they're not charging you to do that, are they? No? No, you're doing it for free, right? You're just giving them the gift of the Christmas story. And so you're going to be wonderful actors and actresses tonight. And then we get to do it again this coming Saturday over at Valley Mission. We're going to meet over there about 11:30, and you can dress up again, and we'll do it for that community. We get to tell the Christmas story again, and all of that is free, but it's a wonderful gift that you give to people. Actually, you know what I ought to do? Tonight, when, you know, we're going to have a bulletin, I think. Anybody know we have a bulletin tonight? Some kind of program?
Yes.
I'm going to have you all sign it. I want to get your autographs tonight on my bulletin, because you're going to be stars tonight. You're going to be telling everybody about the gift of Jesus that comes into the world. So I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to you for giving me this gift for my grandson, Owen. And I want to say thank you to all of you for the gift you're going to give us tonight. Okay? We appreciate it.
I'm going to give you something that you like.
Okay. Thanks. Let's have a prayer. Lord, we give you thanks for the many gifts that come our way this time of year. We give you thanks most of all for the gift of your story of coming to the world through your Son of Jesus. Be with us tonight as we proclaim that story, as we sing Christmas carols, and thank you for the gift of these children. They're going to make that happen. Thank you for them and all that they do here. In your holy name we pray. Amen. All right, thank you. You take it? Okay.
Our first reading today comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 35, the first 10 verses. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool and the thirsty ground springs of water. The haunt of jackals shall become a swamp. The grass shall become reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not travel on it, but it shall be for God's people. No traveler, not even fools, shall go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come up on it. They shall not be found there. But the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. The word of the Lord. Let us read responsively Psalm 146, beginning with the fifth verse. Happy are they who have the God of Jacob for their health, whose hope for their help, whose hope is in the Lord their God. Who gives justice to those who are oppressed and food to those who hunger, the Lord sets the captive free.
The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous.
The Lord cares for the stranger. The Lord sustains the orphan and widow, but frustrates the way of the wicked. Our second reading is found in the book of James, chapter 5. Be patient, therefore, beloved, until the coming of the Lord. The farmer waits for the precious crop from the earth, being patient with it until it receives the early and the late rains. You also must be patient. Strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near. Beloved, do not grumble against one another, so that you may not be judged. See, the judge is standing at the doors. As an example of suffering and patience, beloved, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to Matthew, the 11th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When John heard in prison what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait on another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, The dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me. As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes. Look, those who wear soft robes are in royal palaces. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you." Truly, I tell you, among those born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Welcome to the third Sunday of Advent. Today we light the candle of joy. The candle of joy is always the pink candle. And did you hear the joy in today's gospel reading? Jesus says, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight. The lame walk. Lepers are cleansed. The deaf hear. The dead are raised. And the poor have good news brought to them." So for all of those people who have benefited from the presence of Christ, the blind, the deaf, the poor, this was really a joyful time. Life is better. People are whole again. But not everyone is feeling all that joyful. And John the Baptist is one of those people. John is feeling just the opposite of joyful. Here's a guy who's gone out of his way to get everyone excited and pumped up for the coming Messiah. I mean, he's wearing camel hair. He's eating locust and wild honey. He's doing whatever it takes to get people's attention. Prepare the way of the Lord. He, more than anyone, is so enthusiastic and ready for the Savior of the world to come. To come and usher in a new creation. You know what he really wants? For the Messiah to come and crush the power of Rome. To see the people of Israel restored and renewed. And he believes that the Messiah will be the one to do that. To bring Rome to its knees. But it's just not happening. So now John's in prison, wondering, am I going to live to see it happen? So he sends a message to Jesus. Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait on another? Because from where John is in prison, things aren't happening like he expected. Rome is still in power, and he's sitting in jail. So filled with disappointment and doubt, he asked the question, are you the one, or should we wait on somebody else? What a sad thing to hear on what is supposed to be the joyful Sunday in Advent, when we light the pink candle and everything. You know what this is like? It's kind of like ordering something that you really want, But when it arrives, you're disappointed. It could be a pair of shoes on Amazon, or an overcooked steak at a restaurant. And in today's consumer world, where the customer is always right, they've made it super easy to return stuff. Anyone ever returned anything? Yeah? We can complain about our steak, and you know what they'll do? They'll take it back and cook you another one. Just like that. We can, if we don't like what we buy when we get home, the stuff we bought at Costco, you can just take it back. And I learned this the other day. You don't even need a receipt at Costco. You just take it back and boom, you're happy again. So the other day, recently, I ordered a part for my car on Amazon, but that part didn't work. So I reached out to Amazon and explained that the packaging is now all messed up. You know how they package things today? I had to take scissors and a knife and a chainsaw to get it open, right? So the packaging is all messed up. The part now has grease and oil all over it, and I think I even broke the part trying to put it on. But the folks at Amazon said, no problem. Just drop it off at the UPS store and we'll refund your money. I didn't have to clean it, box it up, or anything. I just went into the UPS store, laid on the counter a dirty, broken part, and bam, another satisfied customer. In our consumer-driven world, we want what's best for us, and we want it now. If it doesn't fit, we return it. If it doesn't perform, we'll ask for a refund and get another one. But sadly, this mindset can easily creep into our lives of faith. I need Jesus to do this. I need Jesus to do that. And if it doesn't happen, I will just take my worship elsewhere. Maybe we ask, are you the one? Because we're longing for something more. Maybe we ask, are you the one? Because we're filled with disappointment. Maybe we ask, are you the one? Because of our limited imagination of God. Like John in prison, we can have our doubts and our uncertain feelings about the Savior of the world. We can grow tired and weary with so much brokenness around us. We can get tired and weary when things aren't going our way or things just aren't happening fast enough. But then we hear Jesus say this, folks, the blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf, they hear, the dead, they are raised, and the poor, they have good news brought to them. And that's the good news of great joy on this third Sunday in Advent. This is about liberation and hope. This is about a great reversal. Understand in our lives of faith, the customer is not always right. This is not on your timetable or your schedule the way God operates. But this is about a great reversal. This is about a non-returnable and non-refundable Messiah. In spite of our doubts and our disappointments, Jesus promises to be here. Jesus promises to stay with us. And Jesus, our Savior, dies for us. You may not fully see now, but you will. You may not fully hear now, but you will. Your faith may be limping along right now, but it won't be that way forever. One day, you will die. But even that is temporary. A great reversal is coming. A great reversal. When all things will be made new. And so on this third Sunday of Advent, we say Alleluia. Alleluia and Amen for the Savior that has been given to us. Amen. Trusting in God's promises, we confess our faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord,
who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Keeping awake as we watch for Christ, let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need. Holy God, we rejoice that your promises take on flesh in Jesus. Grant patience to your church awaiting the fulfillment of your reign of justice and peace. Restore in us the hope that we are called to proclaim to the world. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Life-giving God, we rejoice that you coax flowers from the desert and water from the wilderness. Send rain to parched fields and sun to flooded plains. Nurture all that lies sleeping under frozen ground. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Almighty God, we rejoice in your authority as Prince of Peace. Deliver us from those who wield power through unjust and oppressive ways. Raise up prophets to speak your truth in this and every nation. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Gracious God, we rejoice that you dwell in human bodies. Renew signs of your joyful presence in people of all shapes, sizes, ages, and abilities. We pray especially for Madeline, Janice, Ruth Ann, Sharon, Ellen, Melvin, Joyce, Parker, Bill, Jane, Margie, Bill, Betty, and for Kevin's mother, Elaine Clemmer. Empower all to embrace their callings and the gifts of your Spirit. Hear us, O God. Generous God, we rejoice that you create us to praise you. Strengthen the voices and hands of all who prepare to celebrate Christ's birth with music, dancing, and proclamation, in worship and in the community. Hear us, O God. Eternal God, we rejoice that all who die in Christ are raised to new life. We thank you for the lives of those who have prepared the way for us and have now joined the great cloud of witnesses. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You hear the cries of our hearts, O Lord. Fill us with hopeful expectation that in each day and hour we may love and serve our neighbors. In Jesus' name, amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share that peace with one another.
Holy God, gracious and merciful, you bring forth food from the earth and nourish your whole creation. Turn our hearts toward those who hunger in any way, that all may know your care. And prepare us now to feast on the bread of life, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Holy, mighty, and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on this cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And then again after supper, he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and glory, forever and ever.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Body of Christ.
now the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, we give you thanks that you have set before us this feast, the body and blood of your Son. By your Spirit, strengthen us to serve all in need and to give ourselves away as bread for the hungry. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And now, Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen.
Just to clarify a couple of things, because it's a busy time in the season of the church, this evening is the Christmas program. Next Sunday afternoon is our cantata at Pleasant View Church. Put it on your calendars, 3 o'clock. It will be wonderful. It's called Seekers of the Light. And have I forgotten you? Oh, Bible study? I'll let you take care of that.
Okay, thank you. Yep.
The cantata says it's today and next Sunday, and it's only next Sunday. Take my word.
You're not doing it twice. Okay. So, yes, tonight, 6:30, our children's program. Hope to see you here. We'll do pretty much the same type thing next Saturday at noon at Valley Mission. If you have children that you would like to dress up and be in the program at Valley Mission, if you could be there around 11:30, about a half an hour before. The folks at the mission will be eating brunch at 10:30, so there is no food involved with this. We are just going to share the Christmas story with Christmas caroling like we've done in the past. So it begins at 12, but again, if you want your child to be involved with the children at the mission, please be there at 11:30. Also, remember, Food Pantry is this week, Tuesday at 4 o'clock, if you'd like to join us for that. Oh, Grant.
Oh, Grant.
Hey.
I know, good.
It's my pleasure to recognize you and your wife on behalf of the church and the council for the Christmas season for the coming year. We seem to think you're okay. And you might want to keep that up so you get more gifts in the future.
Yep. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Go in peace. Serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.